And our phone lines, they are open for you right now if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. The website, you can learn more. Put out the idea that you can call in, and I forgot to mention the phone numbers. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. I was so excited, though, to talk about the website, ClausFinancial.com. That's Claus, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. If you haven't been there recently, it's a great day to check back in. A lot of great opportunities. Learn more about Claus Financial. Also, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. That's available to you at ClausFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5636. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And if you'd like to join us this morning, all you got to do is give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Joining us this week from Claus Financial is CJ Claus and Eric Schwartz. CJ, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing really, really good. And Eric, how have you been?
I am doing great, Sean. It's a beautiful day and excited to talk about Social Security.
It's going to be a great conversation. Yeah, it is a beautiful day as well. And as Eric mentioned, we are talking Social Security this morning, which is always a very, very popular topic. Don't forget, if you miss any part of today's program, you can always listen back at ClausFinancial.com. Really cool thing we do on the program each and every week is the Claus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, our friends from Claus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Panera. Tell you a little bit later on the program how you could win that gift card. Little tip, though, it pays to pay attention to the program, because just about every show the question and answer come up during the program, during Money in Motion with Claus Financial. And before we get to this week's topic and this week's conversation, let's actually take a look back, Eric, at last week's program. Get the question and answer there as well.
Absolutely. So thank you to our winner from last week, who was Linda from Sauk City. Thank you to Linda and everybody for listening, as always. And our question last week was true or false. More potential conflicts of interest arise when someone is selling you a product for a commission versus providing you with service for a fee. And the answer to that was true. So congratulations, Linda.
Nice work, Linda. And don't forget, if you missed any part of last week's program or want to subscribe to the podcast or listen back to any show, just head on over to ClausFinancial.com. Again, phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with CJ Claus and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. Of course, we talk about Social Security on the program, and I know a lot of folks kind of assume that the best move is, you know, of course, start collecting benefits ASAP as soon as you can. But for those who are still working, CJ, what should they consider about how their job might impact their benefits?
Yeah, great question. So since Social Security can be complex, we do like to break it down into the key factors that impact your benefits and the best timing for you to start collecting benefits. So one big question we'll tackle today is, if you plan to work while drawing Social Security, how will that affect your benefits? But before we get into that, let's start with an even bigger picture kind of question, which is, when should you begin taking your Social Security benefit? So step one is to just evaluate your overall income picture. This includes your retirement accounts like IRAs, pensions, after-tax savings, things like that, any part-time earnings you may have, and spousal income. Having a clear financial picture that will help you decide when it makes the most sense to claim your Social Security benefit. Step two, then, is to determine your full retirement age, known as FRA. Your FRA is when you qualify for your full unreduced benefit, which means you can both receive your full unreduced benefit and you can be working, generating as much income as you want to, and have no offset. More to come on that in a little bit. But knowing your FRA, whatever that full retirement age is critical. Because again, it's your full unreduced Social Security benefit. And on top of that, you could be quote unquote double dipping, meaning still working and drawing Social Security and have no offset. Now, you can find your full retirement age by logging into your individual account through www.ssa.gov. You have to establish a login to gain access to your file, but you get the idea. You can go in there and see, what is my full retirement age? Now, for those who don't want to do that work, we are going to make it easier for you, but you're just going to have to pay attention. So if you were born between 1943 and 1954, your FRA is 66. But let me rephrase that. Your FRA was 66 because anybody born within that window is already over 66. Okay. So if you're born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age was 66. If you were born between 1955 and 1959, your FRA is 66 plus some number of months, 66 and 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, you get the idea. And then finally, if you were born in 1960 or later, like I'm raising my hand right now, you can't see me, but I'm raising my hand, your full retirement age is 67. So that's why we say you have to determine what your full retirement age is, because it's not the same age for everybody. Now, you can claim benefits as early as 62. So because we talk about this full retirement age, but truth be told, people go, wait, I thought I could draw Social Security at 62. You can, but remember, what did I just tell you about your full retirement age? It is your full unreduced benefit at your full retirement age. So if you draw at 62, it's pretty clear to say it must be some reduced benefit because I'm claiming early. And that's right. If your full retirement age is, say, 66, and you claim at 62, you'll only receive 75% of your full benefit. Full benefit meaning your full retirement age benefit. If you wait until age 65, you'll get 93.3% of your full benefit. And here's the key. Once you start drawing early, it is a permanent reduction. There's some weird things you can do, like, you know, paying it all back and then, you know, and then basically reaccruing, but it's a nightmare. I'll just be frank with you. If you're going to draw early, you're going to permanently reduce your benefit. Now, that's not to say that you'll get no increases, because do remember, once you're on benefit, you can still get what are called COLAs, cost of living adjustments, for inflation adjustments. But you're not going to ever go back to that like long-term accrual of unreduced benefits. So just be cautious. These are irrevocable decisions generally. While there are some bailouts, if you draw early and decide you want to kind of reverse that decision, you can, but it is extremely painful to do so. Now, of course, the question is, what happens if you claim Social Security before your full retirement age while still earning income? This is where we began the show. So if I draw at 62, 63, 64, this is before my full retirement age, and what if I'm still working? This is where it's really tricky. If you reach your full retirement age in 2025, the earnings limit is $62,160 before Social Security withholds benefits. They'll deduct $1 for every $3 earned over that limit, but only on earnings before your full retirement age month. Okay, so here's the key. We're talking about 2025. So just think, if I turn my full retirement age in 2025, and let's just say for you that's 66 and 10 months, whatever it is, you have an earnings limit of $62,160 before your full retirement age month. Now, if you're younger than full retirement age and working in 2025, so imagine I'm, you know, 63 years old. So I'm not turning full retirement age in 2025. I'm 63 years old, but I want to draw benefits in 2025 at 63 years old while still working. I have a working earnings limit of $23,400. And again, Social Security will withhold $1 of benefit for every $2 earned above that amount. So what's going on here, everybody? Like, what the heck? Well, Social Security is trying to dissuade you from drawing earlier, unless you really need it. Okay. They're trying to say, hey, your full unreduced benefit is at 66 or 67. Just wait, right? But if you want to draw early, you can. We just want to dissuade you in case you're double dipping, meaning still working. So if you're still working, they're just going to basically take some of that money away if it's over certain limits, and they'll push it out into the future. A lot of people go, oh, they're taking my money from me. No. Even when they penalize you, so to speak, it's actually not a penalty. They're just pushing it out into the future when you get beyond your full retirement age. So our encouragement would be, if you are planning on drawing Social Security before your full retirement age and you plan to continue working, please, please, please talk to a good financial advisor, a good accountant, or talk to the Social Security Administration themselves, because you're going to want to be super cautious.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge on an initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary for you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And CJ and Eric love questions. If you've got one, love to have you join us this morning. Telephone number, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you right on the air with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. And Eric, I'll bring you in on this conversation. What about those folks who have already reached their full retirement age and they still want to work?
Yeah, so the good news is once you hit your full retirement age, which CJ was just saying there, somewhere between 66 and 67, there's no earnings limit. So you can go right back to work or continue working and earn as much as you would like and continue to collect your Social Security benefit. And if you continue to work, your benefit may actually continue to grow if you delay claiming. So again, like CJ said, you want to make sure you're thinking this through when you're deciding when to draw that benefit and work with an advisor to help make that decision. If you wait until age 70, though, to start collecting, your benefit increases thanks to something we call delayed retirement credits, or DRCs. Social Security increases your benefit by up to 8% per year if you delay past your full retirement age up until age 70. Now, once you get to 70, there's no further increase, so generally it makes sense to start collecting at that point. But you do get a larger benefit if you wait even beyond that full retirement age.
Really exciting stuff if you're in that position. You talk about that 8%. Ooh, that's a nice growth number if you can hold off, as we talked this morning with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you've got a question, we've got a phone line for you right now. Love to have you join us. 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with CJ and Eric. Don't forget, of course, about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And the telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. What about taxes when it comes to Social Security? We'll get the details on that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WYBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial. The website, it's klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about Social Security. And Eric, before the break, you got to talk about the fun stuff, the DRCs. Let's talk taxes on this one, and I'll let you explain how this all works.
Yeah, we always end up here, don't we, Sean?
Yes.
So the short answer to the question we often get from clients, which is, do my Social Security benefits actually get taxed, is yes, they can be. And we'll often hear people say, well, I thought that Social Security benefits weren't taxed. And the short answer to that is, well, at one point they weren't, but it's been a long time since they weren't taxed. And today you can expect to be taxed at the federal and even at the state level. So let's start with the federal level. That's kind of the first piece we'll bite off here. If you file as an individual and you have a combined income, so actually I want to stop there. Combined income, I want to kind of define this for folks. The Social Security Administration defines combined income as your adjusted gross income plus 50% of your Social Security benefits. There's a couple other things they'll add back in there, like non-taxable interest and a couple other items. But the main things to think about are your adjusted gross income plus 50% of your Social Security income. So if you're filing as an individual and you have a combined income of $25,000 to $34,000 in the year, up to 50% of your benefits may be taxable. Now, if you earn more than that $34,000, up to 85% of that actually may be taxable. Now, if you file jointly in your combined income, which remember, adjusted gross income plus 50% of Social Security benefits, if your combined income is between $32,000 and $44,000, up to 50% of your benefits may be taxable. Now, if you pay, or if you, if your combined income is more than $44,000, then again, you're up to 85% of the benefit that may be taxable. The federal government will not tax more than 85% of the Social Security benefits that you receive. Let's talk briefly here about state taxes. Fortunately for our listeners here in Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin does not tax Social Security benefits. But as of 2025 here, there are 9 states remaining that do tax Social Security. So I'm just going to go through those briefly. That would be Colorado, Connecticut, Minnesota, Montana, New Mexico, Rhode Island, Utah, Vermont, and West Virginia. So those are, again, the 9 states that currently tax Social Security. And a reminder to our listeners here in the great state of Wisconsin, we do not currently tax Social Security benefits. And keep in mind that list of 9 states when you're thinking about where you may want to retire someday.
Yeah, really good advice there. And that's important to keep in mind as well. A lot of great information from our retirement planning professionals, Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. Of course, you can learn more online, klaasfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their office, 608-442-5637. So, CJ, if someone is considering starting Social Security this year, one, how do they apply? And I know you mentioned earlier cost of living. How does that impact benefits?
Yeah, good question, Sean. So the earliest you can apply, as we mentioned before, is at age 62, though, again, this won't be your highest benefit. This is going to be a reduced benefit. You can apply online at www.ssa.gov, establish a login. You can actually put in routing information, do withholdings, all of it. You can also call 800-772-1213 or visit a local Social Security office. Now, by the way, people have heard nightmares about Social Security offices. Eric and I would say, hey, just be smart about it. Look at when they're busiest. You can actually go online and they'll show you when they're going to be busiest. So just go in earlier in a morning when you know you have some time to spare. And it can be nice to speak to a human being to get signed up for Social Security. Once you've done that, there's typically not a lot of, you know, back and forth involvement thereafter. So again, online, calling the phone number or going to a local Social Security office. And then another important factor would be that you can apply up to 4 months before you turn 62 or 3 months before you want your benefit to start. So again, 4 months before you turn 62 or 3 months before you want your benefit to start. I like to just say, call it 3 months. Just 3 months in advance of when you're going to draw Social Security, go in and try to get signed up. I would also say, because whether you're online or at an office, you say, hey, I'm here 3 months early. I did my due diligence. And so I wanted to begin, you know, November 1st of 2025. And inevitably, you know, it's like December 1st and you haven't gotten your first payment. So here's what we typically say. The first payment is always a little behind. Now, if Social Security Administration is listening to me and you disagree with me, I'm so sorry. This has just been my lived experience with clients. But it doesn't matter. It's not that they won't catch you up or double pay you or make sure that you started on that date. It's almost like just this big crank that takes a while to get started. So do try to make sure you sign up 3 months in advance and then be a little bit flexible on that first payment, because it can take, you know, a month or so for that crank to get going. And then once it's going, it's kind of like a locomotive. It's hard to turn off as well. So anyways, just be aware of that. Now, if you're 65, you can apply for Medicare and Social Security at the same time.
Nice.
This gets a little confusing for people because they're like, hey, I want to sign up for Social Security. And then I just retired and they go and do this. And there's some Medicare components that they have to, you know, watch out for. And then we mentioned cost of living adjustments. And each October, the Social Security Administration announces the cost of living increase for the following year. This adjustment helps benefits keep up with inflation and applies to all Social Security recipients starting in January. Let me just pause on this. This is a huge point of confusion for people. They say, wait a minute, I heard that if I wait, it grows by 6, 7, 8%, something like that. And it's like, yeah, that's if you're not drawing. Okay. And actually, once you get beyond your full retirement age, Eric was talking about it, it's a linear 8%. If you wait after 62 up to your full retirement age, for every year you wait, it's about a 7% increase. Okay, so 7% increase, 8% increase. So somewhere in that neighborhood, for every year I wait to draw, I get a significant benefit increase. That is totally different than if I'm already drawing. If I'm drawing, I actually still get future increases. It's that those increases are inflationary. That's the key. The increases are inflationary, meaning there may be no increase, or it might be 1% or 2% or 7%. It depends on what inflation is doing. So just recognize there is a difference between delaying your benefit and getting an increase, which is a guaranteed higher, you know, increase amount, versus once you've started drawing and having an inflation adjustment. So I hope that's helpful for people. But just remember that there is a cost of living adjustment to keep up your benefit with the cost of goods and services as they increase in the future.
Can I ask you a quick question, CJ? Because I know somebody's asking this. What if we have deflation? Can that cost of living go the other way?
Yeah, good question. I believe the answer is no. Eric, can you confirm that? We haven't ever had a deflationary decrease on Social Security, have we?
Not that I'm aware of. I was going to say the exact same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. We could be wrong on that one, Sean. Okay. That's the first time I've ever gotten the question. So,
just curious.
Yeah. I'm going to, like, after the show, I'm going to be looking online at the history, because that history is publicly available.
Sure.
I just can't remember if there's ever any deflationary increase, but I don't think so.
Okay. Awesome. Anything else with CJ, as we talk with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial? What about for folks who haven't yet started collecting their benefit and COLA increase? I know you touched on it a little bit there. What's that PIA there?
Yeah, good question. So again, if you haven't started collecting on your benefit, you get these consistent increases. Those increases are fairly standard between 62 and your full retirement age. It's around 7% per year for every year that you wait. But then after you get beyond, and by the way, you're not going to find that number I just mentioned. If you go Googling around, like, wait, between 62 and full retirement age, because the way Social Security defines that is they say, no, you're just going to get a reduction of your full amount. Okay, so they call it your full retirement age is your unreduced benefit. So if you draw early, it's just a reduction. What I'm doing is I'm converting that in the math and saying it's about 7-ish% for every year that you wait. Now, once you get to your unreduced benefit at full retirement age, then it's a linear 8%. For every year you wait, it's an 8% increase. But here's the kicker, everybody. If you're still working throughout all of this and you're adjusting up your what's called kind of like income calculation, or your highest 40 quarters or 35 years of inflation adjusted earnings, you can actually get more than a 7 or 8% increase. So a lot of math goes into this. You actually need to understand the entire formula, the entire calculation, to see how it goes. But the biggest thing we want people to realize is that if you draw Social Security benefits earlier, you are going to permanently reduce your benefit, which is why we often say, caution. If you're going to do that, talk to a professional who can give you guidance.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. Get to know the team. Also learn about their separate divisions. Great opportunity as well. Listen back to this and previous shows, podcasts, all online. Also, another option is, of course, to submit a question in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. As a matter of fact, we'll answer Andy's question and do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week next, as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. A lot of great information in this week's program, as we get every week from our friends at Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the program, you want to listen back, or you want to share the show, you can subscribe as well, all online at klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And I am convinced, CJ, when Malia came up with both the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, she was trying to see how well I can do with my enunciation and pronunciation, as they are both kind of tongue twisters.
It's always our goal.
Yes.
Always our goal.
It's great stuff. And we got a great question this week as well, CJ. Andy wrote in. He says, I'm retiring later this year and wondering if I should roll over my 401k into an IRA or leave it with my employer. What should I consider before making that decision?
Well, again, thanks, Andy, for submitting the question. We love it when these come in online because it gives us time to be prepared for them. But this one's a pretty straightforward one. Before I answer Andy's question, we were able to confirm, by the way, that there is no decrease for deflation on Social Security recipients. I know you asked that before, Sean.
Thank you.
So that's the answer. There's no reductions to your benefit, just increases. Now, there may be no increase if there's no inflation, but you're not going to see a reduction for deflation.
Hmm.
Okay. So to Andy's question, great question, Andy. Should you roll over your old 401k plan from your old employer, or should you leave it with your old employer? Truth be told, Andy, it's a pretty complicated answer. You're probably going to want to talk to your financial advisor or accountant. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish, what your kind of sensitivity to fees are, how many access to investments that you want. But here would be some general guidance for you. If your plan has low fees and good investment choices, and you like managing money on your own, then leaving it in the old 401k plan could be fine. Now, there's some things you need to be aware of, which is if that company that you worked at decides to move that 401k plan, you're going to get jerked around with them to whatever the new plan provider is. If they decide to change their fees, you're going to get jerked around with that. And then when you go to like perform distributions, it's a lot more herky-jerky inside of a 401k plan structure because there's standard withholdings. It's harder to increase or decrease your withholdings. Setting up systematic withdrawals can be a little more difficult. But again, if all you care about is like, no, I'm young, I'm not performing distributions, it's just a low-cost plan. Who knows? Maybe your employer pays all the fees associated with the plan. That could be great, right? Or maybe you're 55 or 56 and you want to take advantage of the separation from service after the age of 55 provision that gives you access to your money before 59 and a half. That's another great option. So you get the point, Andy. It's a little bit complicated. Now, obviously, if you roll money into an IRA, you typically have a lot broader range of investment options, way more control over your withdrawals, your distribution patterns, where you want the money sent. You could invest in cheaper funds, or you could hire a money manager to manage the money for you like our firm does, right? To actually manage the investments and make decisions for you. So there's no doubt that when you roll money into an IRA, you get a lot more freedom and flexibility of choice. But that doesn't mean it's necessarily the right decision for you. So what we would say, Andy, is great question. It just kind of depends on who you are and what you're trying to accomplish.
Great question, Andy. And if you've got a question, of course, we always open the phone lines up during the program. You can also email. Just head on over to klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can submit a question right online to be answered here on the program. Speaking of getting over to the website, you can get to know CJ, you can get to know Eric, you can get to know the whole team, as a matter of fact, at Klaas Financial on their website. Learn more about their separate divisions as well, and listen back to this and previous shows podcast. That'll be all available to you at klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You'll have 30 minutes from the edit program, today's program, to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Panera. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the earliest you can generally apply and receive your Social Security retirement benefit? Is it age 59 or age 62? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer win that $25 gift card to Panera. Don't forget as well, that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. That first visit, that first appointment, it will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. CJ, Eric, it is always fantastic chatting with you guys. You keep cool and enjoy the weather, and we'll talk real soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dr. Marty Greer joins us next right here on 1310 WIBA.